The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this episode of Life Today, James and Betty Robison are joined by Christian recording artist and speaker, Tammy Trent. I will give you
all my worship. It's not this moment, it's wow, isn't this beautiful? It's like, yes, look at what's happening. Like, we're changing everything for these people. It's exciting, and I love that about you. You don't just tell a story of heartbreak, you tell a story of hope.
Find out how hope can truly transform lives. Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robison. Betty and I are thrilled to have Tammy Trent, and she has a CD that is titled Stronger. I have looked over the titles on the content. Fabulous. Interestingly, Tammy has asked that she be able to give this CD to those of you who are watching who understand what Jesus made clear as very, very important. Betty, Jesus said, if you give a cup of water, yes, in my name, you will not lose your reward. And I have said many times, and I repeat it, it is not best for us to try to determine what those rewards might be, or reduce them simply to the monetary or the material, or to dictate to God what is surely the best type of reward. What he is saying is, when you notice someone else's need and you give just a cup of water in their behalf for my glory, you will not lose your reward. There is blessing coming. Well, see, Tammy understands that. She has been one of the greatest mission workers that we've ever had the privilege of associating with and being a part of reaching out together with. And Tammy is with us today. And Tammy, we want you to know, thank you, by the way.
You're welcome.
Tammy has said she wants to send these CDs, and we appreciate it, to those of you who will give a cup of water in Jesus' name. Why do you feel that strongly about it, that you would actually come in after going all over the world, so to speak, with Life Outreach, but then come back and say, you know what? I want to give what God's put in my heart as my gift. I want to give it as a gift to say thank you for giving that great gift Jesus referred to, just a cup of water.
Well, I've seen something so life-changing. You know, we talk about missions a lot. We talk about the need a lot. But until you actually go over there and you stand in front of it, and you stand in front of the children, and you stand in front of the families in these villages, and you see firsthand how your life can impact the life of these people. And it doesn't take something enormous, just something little, something that's precious to you, to me, can change everything for these people. I mean, you can't get on a plane and come home and not do something about it. So for me, even giving, you know, an album to somebody is my way of giving something that was precious to me to somebody else who's giving something that was precious to them, like a cup of water to these families that would change everything from generation to generation.
Many times you've gone for Life Outreach,
yes,
to the mission field. I know personally that every time we've gone over there, it's not something that you get used to. It's not,
yeah,
something that your heart just kind of says, okay, this is what we do, you know. Mine has been impacted every time I've gone. Has that been true for you? Because you see different children, those that are in need. How does that affect you each time?
Yeah, you're so right, Betty. Every time you get on a plane and go someplace new, you see the same struggle in some ways, the same pain, but it's different. The families are different. The children are different. And the heartache for me is different in the sense that you come home and think, I've changed the world, we've done it. And you get on a plane, you think, no, there's so much more to be done. And so every time I go, you know, I kind of go with that expectant heart, like, God, show me something new. Give me a new passion. Help me to tell the story of these people so that I can come back and tell you their stories and you can see truly the need that's over there. It's different wherever you go, and yet the struggle and the need is still the same.
You know, I want to show you a clip that you haven't seen. It's actually something you did while you were there that I felt like really communicated what our viewers would want to see. And I want you to watch this. I want you to see it for the first time with our viewers. Let's watch this together.
This heat, this oppressive heat, it drains you of energy, just like it robs this ground of water. What's left is often a death sentence. These women, girls, so young, I watched them again and again, drawing from their only source within miles. Twelve-year-old Tulsi, what a precious girl, born into such adversity, into impossible circumstances beyond her control. We all have a role to play, and I feel especially burdened by mine, because as I look around at these scenes before me, I'm so conflicted with how to adequately bring their stories to life. Their struggle for the most basic of necessities. For if I can't help you see it, feel it, how can your heart know how to respond? A death sentence. That's what I'm holding in my hand. Dear God, you came to make all things new. Beauty for ashes. A new heart from death to life. Father, please, I know you see her. Bring Tulsi life-giving water. Take away this death sentence.
And here in my hand is that that exact bottle of contaminated, filthy water that they drank, and there is the Polaroid picture of that beautiful little girl, Tulsi. And you put this on the bottle, and you brought it back with you to pray for her, and now the whole world sees her representing millions of children just like her.
Yeah.
Who so desperately need the water. I have seen, and this is the... this is the tough part. I've seen little children's pictures in a jar where their names are written on little crosses where they died, the result of disease and contaminated water. What were you thinking when you took this and put it on? Were you thinking, like I just implied, that she's a representative of the needs of so many little girls like her and this is all they've got?
She sure is. Everywhere I went on this trip, I was surrounded by precious children and little girls just like Tulsi. And she represented millions and millions to me. And I think even walking up on that hill, sitting underneath that tree, you know, talking about ashes into beauty, you know, I can relate so much to about heartache and about loss and needing life itself, and knowing that what they long for more than anything is clean, fresh water that will give them so much health from each drip that drops into their mouth, just flowing through their body, would just change everything for this little girl. I mean, I sat under that tree holding that bottle, knowing that in some ways I was just holding the hand of millions of children around the world, and just thinking as I stared at that, like, there's something that I can do. There's something that we can all do that could change her life.
As I saw you kneeling down there by her as she got the water and put it up to her mouth.
Yes, yes.
Was it your first inclination to say, no, honey, don't do that. Here, take this. But you had nothing to offer her.
That's right. I mean, so many times I just wanted to say stop. And probably what you didn't see on camera was when I did, after a while, when she had been drinking, and it was like all I could do to keep watching. And I just finally was like, stop, don't drink that. And if you could see this water as clearly as we could, there was just so many little things floating in it, alive and living. And just to think that they were drinking that up, it was so hard for me. The feeling was so desperate to come back and to tell somebody about what I had seen by myself firsthand.
You know, the missionaries direct our steps to these places. I've told you many, many times that I think the missionaries are just a beautiful revelation, a picture, a portrait, if you please, of Jesus and the love of God our Father for the people He gave Jesus to die for, that we might have life. And then when Jesus says, I'm the water of life, which is essential for life now, for abundant, meaningful life here, and for eternity in the presence of God. And by the way, life begins now, not when we die. When we receive Christ, life begins. And it just continues on. But so many people don't know that. But many people don't even have the basics of life here. And the thing that's so amazing, when these missionaries take us to places like you have been with us all over the world, you know that you're in a setting where God has noticed the need of those people, and God is expressing His love for those people through the missionaries, and then you get to go, we get to go, and represent that situation to the body of Christ, to a host of people who profess to love God, to know God, to have a relationship with God through Christ, who say we want to help others because this is in our heart. And the fact is, Tammy, that people who see that need, then they ask the very real question, can we do something about it? Mm-hmm. Well, the missionaries who see the need, who love the people, they bring in the people who can do something about it. And so then when you capture the reality that we're dealing with, but also the solution is exactly as Jesus said, give a cup of water in His name. And that's what we do. Only the beautiful thing is we can actually give not just a clean bottle of water, we can actually provide that area, that village, that community where the missionaries have focused our attention, we can give them water for life, for the rest of life, by giving them a fresh water well.
Exactly. And it's so stunning when you are standing in front of a water well. And like you talked about it, James, there is a solution. So we're not just going over telling you about a problem and isn't this sad and my heart is broken. But the joy of the story, the hope of the story, is that there is a future for these people. There is a solution. And to stand in front of a water well like I have a few times on these trips with you, it's not this moment, it's, wow, isn't this beautiful? It's like, yes, look at what's happening. Like, we're changing everything for these people. It's exciting, and I love that about you. You don't just tell a story of heartbreak, you tell a story of hope, and you know how to go in there and change this for these people. That's why I love partnering with you. I love going because I get to see the bigger picture. I see what's going on, but I know what the solution is, and I know it's around the corner, but we need people to help. And that's the beauty of coming here to tell people of this amazing opportunity that we've been given as believers, as the body of Christ, to be a blessing. If God has blessed us to be a blessing, you have to act on it. You cannot hesitate. And there is excitement in it because you can see it changing lives every single day.
Well, and that's exactly right. And the reason the missionaries come to us, I'll be honest with you, yes, they think I care. They think Betty cares. They think the people here at Life Outreach Leadership, our core group, we really care, and we really do. But as I've said to you, the missionaries, I think, are the greatest examples of Jesus. They say to me, no, the greatest example of the love of God are the viewers of Life Today, people like them all over the world who see what we're doing. They see our concern, and then they make it possible for us to do something about it other than just care and weep. So really, Tammy, and you know this when you go, because it is, we're going literally into, let's say, sometimes the places angels fear to tread.
Yes.
We go into the bowels of hell, so to speak,
yes.
And it's scary, it's frightening. Mm. You're away from much of the comfort that we have known in the advanced world. No need to apologize for that. That's part of what people created in the image of God can do to make life beautiful. We take what God created, work with it, and do incredible things. Well, what about meeting basic needs in a community that changes everything for them? Because it gives them fresh water. It gives them the center of their life is the water that's there. And then we tell them about the water of life that gave us the compassion to be there. So it's twofold. We not only give them water for life, we show them the water of life in us, tell them
exactly
how they can know, and it opens their hearts. So this is the key. What Tammy went for, what we're doing right here, the real key, the bottom line. Listen, please understand this. Preaching the word is important. How are they going to believe unless they hear? How is anybody going to hear the gospel and hear about the love of God unless we preach? But what's the bottom line? It's not James Robinson, a preacher. The bottom line is, how do they preach? Unless they are sent. Mm-hmm. How do the missionaries go? Unless they are sent and they are supported, which is what we do. How can we meet a need unless we, the people, meet the need? So, Tammy, when you go, you didn't just go to take some difficult, challenging trip, see a lot of sad stories. Mm-hmm. You went because you knew you had the one sound solution. That's an expression of the love of God through the people who watch, who see the need and say, count on me, I'll give the cup of water, I'll help drill a well. That really is the key. That's the reason that we go, because we know we've got the answer.
That's right. Yes, and I'm so privileged to be that girl on the front line, to come back and to tell this story and to say thank you. For those of you that have given, thank you so much. And for those of you that haven't given, this is such an exciting opportunity to be a part of something life-changing.
Well, you know, for you to go to the extent you go to those extremes, you've got to believe the need's real. But I think you would also have to believe that we have the answer. So people always want to know, Tammy, does it really change things in a village? How do you answer that?
Absolutely. And you know, sometimes you do ask that question. It's a very natural question to ask. And I think that's the beauty of sending somebody over there to see it. So I can come back here and sit in front of you and say, I have seen it with my own eyes. I know that there is a solution. I've stood in front of the solution. I know that it works. And that's what I love about you guys too. It's not just talk. Your actions back up everything that you share, everything you preach, everything you teach. Your leadership is amazing, and I love sitting under it. I love being a part of it. But you do something, and I love that about you. So many people just talk, but you do something. You stand on your word, and I love that about you. Thank you so much.
I think that's one of the beautiful privileges that we've had is working with Life Outreach, is the fact that we show you the need, and there are great needs out there, but we've also shown you what happens when we meet that need, the big difference it's made. And you know, Tammy, one of the biggest things, joys I've seen from being traveling overseas and seeing all the need there, but it's to come back and see those results. And we've been there when we go to a water well that has been put in, and the children, they're pumping the water and everything, and they're dancing, they're playing. And the thing that I noticed the most, because I'm a mother and a grandmother, the mothers are smiling. Their children are happy.
Yes.
Their children are getting the help that they need. Mm-hmm. They love their children so much. That's all they ask is their children. Yes. So you make that difference. You see the need, and then you help the results to come, which are very, very life-changing.
And let me just put the phone number and the lifetoday.org website there, because God is moving on your heart. Here's what I do think is really important to understand. A well for an area like Tammy has referenced is $4,800. That's the cost. We don't know how long it's going to stay there, but it is at this present time. And if you could drill a well, would you please? Couples do it, Bible study groups, even children have gone to work raising funds and done it. So if it's in your heart, then God will give you the ability to do it. If you can just give a part of a well and pray others join with you, you could call and say, I want to give $1,200 and pray three join me. Or I want to give $2,400 and pray it'll be matched. But remember this, $48 gives 10 people water for the rest of their lives. So you can go to the phone right now, take your bank card and say, I am going to provide that water. Tammy has said today during this program, in addition to the other gifts that we're going to send, she'd love for you to have her CD, Stronger, because we're all going to be stronger when we do the will of God. Tammy, even as I know people are calling or going online, I want to show you another glimpse of what you were such a vital part of and so effective in. Let's look at that.
Okay. What does your path to water look like? I can guarantee you, it looks nothing like this. When I have to hear the details of what it takes for her to come down every single day, multiple times a day, it is truly heartbreaking. I could never do it myself. And yet she doesn't have a choice. Couple hundred feet up and down every single day, The terrain is unbelievable, and you can only imagine the neck and head injuries that I'm sure that they face every single day, from the youngest child in the family to the oldest mother in the family. Then you'll see these women carrying not one, not two, but three of those on the top of their head. And then you come to a beautiful place like this. It feels peaceful, but when you look around at the water in front of me, you can see that it is a source of water that is not life-giving, that's not life-producing.
आणि त्यांचे रोगराई पसरली त्याचे मुलं तीनमधून एक मूल मेलं मृत्यू झालं त्यांचं पाणी बी खूप नाल्याचं बेकार असतो रोगराई अख्या
इट्स सो हार्टब्रेकिंग टू सी सम प्लेस दॅट इज सो पीसफुल येट इज प्रोड्युसिंग सच डेथ इट मेक्स यू सेट बॅक अँड थिंक लाईक व्हॉट कॅन आय डू टू चेंज दिस सिच्युएशन Like there's got to be a solution. There has to be a solution. And the beautiful thing is, if we could come in and drill a well for these people, it would serve over 1,000 people. Ask God, what is it that you would have me do today, God? And if he's put you in a position where you could do something to help this village today and hundreds of more children around the world, I promise you this, as I sit here today, it will not be in vain. It will change a life. It will change a village.
And it will, one life at a time. Jesus said you give a cup of water. Now think about this. What if you knew that you could give more than a cup of water every day for as long as people lived? Think about this. When you break down the cost of a well, it's $4,800. But you break it down, you know we've got at least 1,000 people that are going to be coming to that well consistently daily. $48 will give 10 people water the rest of their life. You're giving those people a cup of water for the rest of their life. $144, you multiply that 48 by 3, and you're giving 30 people what Jesus said. If you just give a cup of water, you're going to be blessed. Think about the people you're blessing. That should always be the greatest blessing. We are blessed to bless. When we bless others, it blesses us, it blesses God. And God enables us to bless others, especially when that river of life, of love, of care, of compassion flows freely. God says that He will provide for us the ability to meet those needs and beyond to see our own needs met. And God is telling us the truth. Would you help us give water for the rest of people's lives? Could you give a well? Now, by the way, the majority of the support for the 500 wells that we have targeted the areas where the missionaries have directed our vision to see the need, we know there's water there, we know we can access it, we can drill the well, give them a manually operated pump, because they don't always have reliable power sources, so they become the source to get the water, even a child. If you would help us right now, we'll drill these 500 wells, starting one at a time, one person at a time, giving 10 or 30 people water for life, $48, $144. That's where the majority of the support comes. But if you can give 1,200, three join you, 2,400, somebody joins you, pray to that end. But call right now, take your bank card, use it like a check, go online, lifetoday.org, make the gift. Let us know what God's put on your heart. If you're writing a check, call us and tell us you're mailing it. Make the check to Life. If there's any way you can give a well, $4,800, please do. We're sending the beautiful commemorative bronze, Living Water, to those of you who make that special gift of $1,200 or more, or give a well. Betty, we're sending everyone the book Majesty, which are the promises revealed in the names of God, and Jack Hayford's intro and his incredible, incredible song titled Majesty. We're sending what I refer to as the witness pens, the life pens that talk about the names of God and the fruit of the Spirit. Two of them will be sent to you. They're absolutely beautiful. People will ask you, where did you get that? It opens the door to witness. And we're sending that to those of you who will give a gift of $144 or more along with the book. And any gift, the book. Also, we are sending today Tammy Trent's CD, Stronger. She wants to bless you as you bless others. Please make the call right now. And pray that so many call that you might even have to place the call again. But don't be stopped if you should get a busy. Get through, because you're going to give the cup of water, the well of water. And we thank you so much for doing it. Please, as you pray, move to give and pray others will join you.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 500 new water wells for remote villages in over 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, be sure to request Majesty, an inspirational new fully illustrated book that will help you discover the promises behind the many names of God. With your gift of $100 or more, be sure to also request the Names of God pen set, custom crafted with the various names of God and the gifts of the Spirit. Also, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And be sure to request the limited edition 50th anniversary bronze sculpture, Living Water. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
Well, Betty and I say thank you for your response. You are going to be blessed when you see all the promises in the Names of God in Majesty. And then today, Tammy Trent has asked that we send you this CD, Stronger. It is fabulous. And, you know, she got the Female Inspirational Vocalist of the Year from the Christian Hall of Fame. She was recognized a few years ago for that, and she is a blessing. And we just want to say thanks, Tammy. Thank you for being a real missionary.
Thank you
for helping us. We really appreciate you.
It's my honor.
Thank all of you. Thank you from the bottom of our heart on behalf of so many people you're going to give life to and show them the love of God. Thanks for doing it.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.